Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Well, this is the week that we get political. Bill Shorten was in here on Tuesday. Today on the line, we've got Mark Latham, and he joins us. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you going?
We're good. We're good. I haven't seen you make headlines for quite some time. Have you been being well-behaved, or what's going on?
Oh, you're reading the wrong newspapers. What about today's Sydney Daily Telegraph? I'm in there elsewhere.
Oh, what's the headline today? Come on, what's the headline this week?
Oh, I've got a column there saying that the Australian Federal Police has done the wrong thing with a female-only recruitment, and I've got FOI documents showing that the main problem is not any bias against women in the federal coppers, but women just don't want to do those jobs. Women are thriving. We've got a majority of female GP doctors in Australia, lawyers, teachers, public servants. So women have found good careers elsewhere, and we don't need gender apartheid in the federal police.
There you go. Mic drop, Mark Latham.
Yeah, I did that. Yes, yes.
But you've got a podcast and stuff that you do as well, don't you? Where you get stuck into people.
Not a podcast, but I'm on YouTube, what we call alternative media. We hear a lot of talk about how, you know, poor old outfits like Channel 10 are going bust and Fairfax is going broke. Young people in particular don't buy newspapers or watch TV news bulletins anymore. They get their information off the internet, YouTube. So I buddied up with Rebel Media, an outfit in Canada, to bring their franchise to Australia called Rebel Australia, and we put forward alternative media viewpoints, thankfully without any restrictions. You guys would know from the radio world, you've got all this legislation, things you can't say, things you can't think.
Yeah, that's your fault.
We just have a free-for-all.
It's people like you who made this problem for us, mate. Come on.
I know, it predates me. It's been around a long while. Haven't you noticed all those politicians just wanting to pass laws? The country would be better off if they didn't go to Canberra and they just let the country run itself.
You reckon? Get rid of all the politicians?
Well, don't you think we should get rid of all the media laws? Haven't you got a long list of things you can't say? You know, the ABC. Your alternative there, you can't say the word Aborigine, for instance, which I think, why would anyone think that's racist? Aborigine. Let's say it 100 times, Aborigine, Aborigine.
So, let's not say it 100
times. You know, you've got all these restrictions at the ABC, word you can't say. There's a long list. The ABC's actually got a language policeman. They're a dedicated guy who tries to clean the language up, no gender terms.
Really?
No racial terms, and effectively kind of no jokes. You know, if you say, at the ABC, if you say a joke, three blondes walk into a bar, that's counted as domestic violence.
Right, okay.
See what you did there.
Wow, I didn't realise.
Respect for women and all this sort of misogyny claptrap they carry on with. Yeah, so there's a lot of...
Well, hang on a sec, Mark. All this stuff you're talking about, though, Mark, I mean, you say it'd be better if we got rid of all these laws, but do you really believe that Australia... I mean, a lot of this stuff is just not being an arsehole. It's just being nice to people. Do you believe that people would be nice to people, or do you believe that people would just be off tap just like a fire hose of abuse?
Well, you'll have to explain to me why saying the word Aborigine is being an arsehole or being
nice to someone.
Isn't it just a word that's been in our language? There are some terrible words about Indigenous Australians that should never be spoken.
That's not what I asked, Mark.
Come on, it's gone way too far.
That's not what I asked, Mark.
I don't mind.
Mark, that's not what I asked.
Terms that are genuinely racist.
Are you just going to keep talking and not listen?
Okay. Get into something as innocuous as the word Aborigine, it's just become ridiculous.
You've upset Osha.
I'm just trying to have a conversation, but you won't stop talking, Mark.
Well, Osha, you know, there's probably words there on the Bachelorette that the Port Police would want to knock out, but let people just have their say, you know.
That's my question to you, Mark. There are no thought police on the Bachelorette, so I don't think there's that many
thoughts
to police.
No, there's some who sneer at it, who say it's wrong, women are being mistreated on the Bachelor program. It's misogyny for the women all be corralled up and have to perform and parade in front of the man, the Bachelor.
Haven't you seen
that commentary? It's ridiculous. I'm on your side.
I don't know about that, Mark. You don't know quite that much about me. My question to you is, and I hope you listen to it this time, you're saying that we should have all these things taken out of our society. Do you really believe that Australians would be nice to each other in the street, or do you believe that we would just descend into people being mean to each other in the street?
Well, I don't know who you mix with, Osha, but international studies show Australia is one of the most tolerant, multicultural nations on earth. We don't have racial violence on our streets like many other countries do. And in fact, there was a major employment study in the Prime Minister's Department earlier this year that showed in the recruitment practices in the public service, if anything, the groups that receive the generosity and the extra promotions are women, migrants and Aborigines.
Mark, you're not answering my question. And that's really frustrating. No, you're not. You're talking about an employment study.
Yes, we would be a successful, tolerant society, and I'm backing that with evidence. I'm not just doing this off the top of my head. I just cited to you a major study that you've helped pay for as a taxpayer in Canberra. Read it, understand it. It's saying we're a generous, fair-minded nation.
So then if I, as a person, you say no PC, no claptrap, if I say I'm just going to make some stuff up here, Mark. I'm going to say you're a white, middle-aged, straight, gender-privileged man who has no idea what it's like to live with brown skin. You're like, oh, no, it's fine. You can say that to me in this free society.
Yeah, you go for it. If that's your opinion, Osha, you say that 100 times. You see, taking offence is a choice. And I just chose not to be offended and snowflaked by your commentary about me. If you believe that about me, then you go for it and you say it.
I'm just asking.
It's not the person saying things. It's a choice by the person at the other end to take offence and to be weak and not be resilient. If you want to say that, fine. And then I would respond to point out where you're wrong.
Are you not white, male and middle class?
Well, finish the rest of it. What was the rest of it? It was pretty negative at the end of it.
I've
got no experience living in brown skin. I've worked for an Indigenous organisation. I spent a good part of my public life trying to help Indigenous Australians. So I'm not going to take lectures from a guy from the Bachelor Mansion.
I'm not lecturing you, Mark.
Any Indigenous Australians about who I'm mixing with. Thank you.
I wasn't lecturing you, Mark. I was merely putting a question to you.
Okay, and I merely put an answer.
I would say you guys should shake hands, but I know that can turn out badly.
Well, so, what's wrong? We've had a disagreement. I mean, this is what
nothing
people
at all. I'm not disagreeing with you, Mark.
People said things that weren't 100% lovey-dovey. So what? It's a democracy, free speech. Put your opinion out there. Go for it.
I think that is one of the fabulous things about our country is you are allowed. We can have this debate. There's a lot of countries where you can't have this debate.
Mm.
So we are in a lucky country where we can have this conversation.
Yeah, you can have a debate and put a book out about it.
Yes, you can.
That just takes it even further, doesn't it, Mark?
Yeah, my book Outsiders. Don't forget that. Everyone's got to buy it. It's all sort of the free speech, no PC, no identity politics, no cultural Marxism. It's all the things that you mightn't necessarily see in many parts of the mainstream media.
Yeah, Mark Latham, your new book, I Won't Be Silenced. Mate, we'll go and get our hands on that. I'm interested now. I think this is going to be a great read. I really appreciate you calling up, buddy.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Nice
Thanks
to
for
chat.
Having me on.
See you, buddy.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. You can catch up on the whole show with our daily podcast as well. Search for us in the store. Plus, find us worldwide on the Hit 105 app in your app store too. If you're in Brisbane, don't forget we're on daily as well from 6 a.m. on 105.3 FM.